She suggests the titles. Hi, Catherine.
Hello.
And normally you're here with Leslie Dolphin, but she's very busy this week. But I have managed to rope her in. Hi, Leslie.
Hello. Any excuse to stop packing boxes?
I was going to say, I'm sorry to disturb you, but I think you're probably quite pleased with the break. How's it going?
Oh, it's going.
Oh.
Only 3 more days to go and hopefully it'll have stopped.
Oh, well, no time to put your feet up and read a good book.
No.
But luckily you already have.
I have. And it was brilliant, I thought.
So, Catherine, you chose the book and this month's was...
It's called The Geneva Trap by Stella Rimington.
Okay, so why this one, first of all?
Well, I've wanted to read her for some time, mainly because she's got quite an interesting background. She was the Director General of MI5, and then when she retired, started writing. She first wrote her autobiography, but then turned to fiction and used her background in surveillance, espionage, to set the plots for her novels. And I thought that was quite interesting. And then I found out that she was actually coming to Suffolk this summer to the Felix Day Book Festival. So I thought it might be a good opportunity for us all to read her books if we haven't read them already and find out what they're like and then go along and hear her speak.
So can you sort of give a brief synopsis of this one without giving too much away?
Yes, I can't really. I think it's best to actually immerse yourself in it. The main character is Liz Carlisle. And the whole point of this book is that we're midway in her career, if you like. Stella Rimington's now written 9 novels about Liz Carlisle. And it follows her career, her relationships, her family background. And I leapt in there straight at number 7.
So does it matter that you haven't read the previous?
Well, I don't think it did, because it's such a compelling story and we know enough about Liz Carlisle's background through the flashbacks and whatnot that the author gives us that I think, well, I enjoyed it straight off. But it does mean that I actually want to go right back to the beginning and follow Liz right from the first and find out how she got into the job in the first place and how she's pursued it.
So, Leslie, you read it too. Do you feel the same?
I do. I feel exactly the same. That I am going back to the beginning now. And what I loved about this is that it is about a woman as opposed to about men as well. And there's an assistant to Liz who's called Peggy. And I don't know about you, Catherine, but it was reminiscent a bit of Smiley's People, but there was enough personal stuff in it to make it interesting on a personal level and make the characters real. And there were several stories, but not so many stories that you couldn't follow them either.
That's right. I felt that. And also, even though some of the elements with Liz and Peggy were quite static, if you like, they were very office-based and a lot of conversations between colleagues and working things out. And yet that was just as interesting to me as some of the out-in-the-field type scenarios when people were actually pursuing the baddies or the suspected baddies. And that's that element of the book. And I think... that was what was quite interesting to me, that the bits that didn't seem to have so much action were as vivid and as compelling as the bits where you were having more pace and more excitement as to who was the good guy and who was the bad guy.
Go on, Leslie. No, go for it.
I thought she kept it up to date as well, because there's talk of things like drones and so on. So if you like that side of the spies subject, then I think you're going to enjoy it as well.
Was it one of those ones that was quite hard to put down once you started, or was it heavy going? Or
I found it quite easy, yeah. I don't get a lot of chance to read, but I did make sure I read this every night and I didn't want to put it down while I was reading it.
It's a mark of a good one, isn't it?
I found the first chapter a little difficult because it was all about a car being run off the road in the mountains in Europe. And because I didn't know any context, I actually didn't know who the chap was, who was being pursued, what was going on, why he was being attacked in this way. But it was quite a short chapter and you were straight away into the next chapter finding all about Liz and the background to this incident. So even if you were a little bit lost at any point, you were soon drawn into it, to another aspect of the story. And yeah, I couldn't put it down. I just wanted to carry on with it.
It sounds a bit like the sort of thing that I could see being made into a series. What do you think, Leslie? Could you see it?
I was going to ask Catherine if she knows if it's happened, because it does. It feels as if it would make a great, I don't know, series of films or box sets on telly or whatever. But has it happened, Catherine? Do you know?
I don't know that it has or being pursued at all. We need to find out I know that Stella Rimton is quite scathing about other TV dramas like Spooks, because she thinks they're just so unrealistic that it's silly. Whereas she likes to have a certain element of authenticity in her writing, obviously, because she's informed to such an extent through her own experience. But she does say, because I was fortunate enough to interview her for Suffolk Magazine, and she does say that all her books have to be vetted, even so. Because it's important that, as she had a job in such a privileged position, that she doesn't give anything away and that they are checked beforehand.
How close do you think the character is to her?
It does feel quite close, but I think she would say that it's very fictional, that there's a lot of imagination here in all the characters that she's created. There's some truth drawn from different people that she's met, but they're more of an amalgamation of people rather than based on any one person, I think.
So what about a star rating then? If we were going to give it a star rating, what would you go for, do you think, Leslie?
No, I would never go for 10, because I'm like that. Mm. So 8.5, which is probably very good for me.
That's brilliant. Yeah. What about you, Catherine?
I'd go for 8.
Would you? Yeah. Ooh, it's a corker.
And on my Leslie Reader's Facebook page, a couple of other people said that they really liked it. And Mark, who'd written, said that he thought we should have read them in order.
Yes. That was quite interesting, I thought.
Yeah. We also had a message from Pippa, who got in touch to say, just wanted to say how much I look forward to Leslie's Readers each month. So far, I think I've read them all since December and enjoyed all of them, including some that she might not have chosen. And she says last month's was an exciting read, and she was lucky enough to find a book, a copy of the book secondhand, which is always a bonus, isn't it?